Welcome to the Basic Bogeys Podcast. We release new episodes every Thursday. If you like what you hear, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and subscribe on YouTube.
We can be found at Basic Bogeys on all platforms.
What's up, everyone? I'm Gary.
Maybe some brutally honest moments there.
Did you just spill something on the brand new Acorn Hills?
This is why we can't have nice things, dude.
Hey, I'm TJ. Obviously, I'm a big Ricky Fowler guy.
This man's at the range.
Listen.
Listening to Alanis Morissette.
I think we both have a pretty decent short game for not being pro golfers.
We're caught in between that average to...
Yeah, low, mid handicap.
Yeah.
Even people with two legs is difficult. Golf is hard.
Right.
Here with the Basic Bogey Fellas. This is good. This is fun.
This is all that was supposed to happen. Yep. Just to end up here with us. Yep.
Everything happens for a reason. Sat here in front of you two beautiful gentlemen.
Everybody was crowding on the green. Like, yo, let's go to the next tee.
TJ's like, no, let's go to that tee box.
Posted up real close, and there's DJ and his brother Austin.
Have a good fish fry.
And then pick up the fish fry and go.
Pick up the fish fry and go.
You just showed up with my wristband, and you're walking out with burgers, chicken sandwich, fries.
We had glizzy stuff.
We had five meals.
Easy. One of the scariest moments of my life. I forgot when you texted me. It was hilarious. I think you were like, you know what? We could use this.
That was after I had made the offer.
Oh, you already? Okay. All right. That checks out.
We're in it to win it this year, so
watch out.
We are Basic Bogeys.
All right. Another episode special, and today we're doing our Masters preview show.
Hell yes.
Masters starts today, so we're making our picks. We're going to get some other insights from pro analysts as well as some amateur analysts kind of throughout it. But
yeah, thank you. A big shout out to all you guys who submitted your picks and everything too. It makes our job a lot easier, and it's also cool to see kind of where we're reaching and kind of, you know, how this is all going for us. So it's really cool feedback, and we really appreciated it.
Yeah, so stay tuned for around the end of the episode. We're going to have all those picks in the audio and the video, and then we'll see. And whoever has a correct pick come Sunday night, we'll be getting in touch with you, and you'll be getting that Acorn Hills $15 gift card.
Big shout out to Nate and Acorn Hills. It's really, really cool that they were like, initially we were like, what if we have multiple winners?
Yeah.
And he's like, screw it, $15 all around. We're like, all right.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. So do you want to, kind of get into it here for make our picks?
Yeah, I mean,
you're a little hesitant. I'm pretty set on who I'm rolling.
Yeah, you go first, because you're set.
All right. Though, to make a bit more out of it, my pick is somebody that, like, most of the people that went to live weren't like, I wasn't a big fan of them,
right?
But this one, when John Rahm went, like, John Rahm was one of my guys, and like seeing him go, which I get it. It's like they got the third kid in the way now, and it's, you know, he's trying to play less. But I mean, he's a defending champ as well. But I think people are kind of like almost overlooking him coming back for this.
I agree.
You know, obviously a lot of people are hot on Scotty. A lot of people, you know, Brooks performed great in the majors last year, but Rahm's been playing great lately in LIV. I don't think he's won yet.
He's been in the mix every time,
and they're right there. Obviously, he won the Masters last year. I think this is his time to come back and kind of do what Brooks did last year.
Okay,
go through it. So I'm riding with John Rahm.
Okay, I mean, it's hard to go against, you know, a top five golfer in the world. I was gonna go with the safe pick. I was gonna go with Scotty, but right here and now, I'm switching it up. I'm gonna go with my boy Max Homa. I think that I know that he's not playing the best, but I've just got this feeling he's going to be in the mix at the end of it. I think that guy he's too special to not be there. So Homa is going to be my pick. I'm setting on it. Lock it in now. That's fine. And if Scotty wins it, then whatever. I'll look like an idiot. I don't care. I want Homa.
I like the Homa pick. I feel like he's someone that, kind of like Ricky, they just haven't quite, they haven't closed the deal on the big stage.
No, they haven't.
Them.
Exactly.
Xander Schauffele is the same way.
Xander's a good pick too, though. Because, I mean.
Yeah. It's just that Augusta's different.
It is.
You know? I think there's way too much pressure on Scotty. He's great. He'll probably be top 10.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, how long can he keep this up? It's just so much pressure.
I was going to pick Tiger. Just for the fuck of it, but I want $15. Okay,
I don't think that Tiger's gonna make the cut. Honestly.
I don't think he is either.
I don't think it'll happen.
No,
it's so there's just so many hills there. Walking it, you know, it's like I just don't think it.
I think everybody deep down wants Tiger to win something again. But yeah. is it gonna be a green jacket? Probably not.
If he makes the cut, I think that's like he's got to be realistic that it's like that should be like the goal, mm-hmm. not to win it. If he comes out here and he posts a score day one, then it's a different conversation. Mm-hmm. But it's like the goal is like let's make the cut, let's be playing on Saturday.
Yeah, it is cool too. Like we were talking about this before we started recording is this Masters field in particular. I feel is very wide open. It's just about who gets hot at the right time. I mean, there's like 20 guys I could see winning it, like legitimately. You know, yeah. Brooks gets hot again. Scotty's obviously playing really well. Rory's in there too.
Wyndham's been playing great lately. Yeah. If I wasn't going Rahm, my pick was probably going to be Tony Finau.
See,
he's been trending upward lately, and he's played well in Augusta. It's just he's got to close the deal on the big stage.
I want to see T. Sagala. He's also another like shifty one where like
I think he just doesn't have enough years playing that course.
I agree. You
know, it's years and years mm-hmm. to really learn it
for and, sure
know what you're doing out there
for sure. Let us know down in the comments too who's your pick if you didn't get to send out a video, but let us know who you got winning the 2024 Masters.
Yeah, and we're going to be the next episode is going to be a little bonus episode too. We're going to do a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe be dropping that next day right after the Masters, just following Green Jacket Ceremony. Get you a little bonus podcast real quick. And then we'll get back to kind of the regularly scheduled content after that. But
you betcha, brother.
Yeah. So next up, we're going to bring on a bit more of a pro analyst to give us their insights on the Masters. We have Bud Copeland from This Bud's For You and the Divots and Pivots podcast.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't followed Bud before, he's an Acorn Hills ambassador like ourselves. Divots and Pivots has been going for a few years.
Yeah. Super funny guy, super knowledgeable. If you like TJ said, if you haven't checked out his page, do it. He does kind of like a morning review of like golf and just things that are happening, and it's really, really insightful. He's yes. a good dude.
Love to see that he's not just covering the PGA Tour or mm-hmm. just LIV Golf, but then also the LPGA Tour. What's going on with amateur? You know, he was fills us in a little bit about the U.S. Women's Amateur, which is always at Augusta the week before the Masters, mm-hmm. which is cool.
Very cool.
So he's got a lot of good insights and gives us that kind of pro analysis before we get to the amateur picks.
I love it.
All right, so you all heard both mine and Gary's insights on the Masters, so now we're going to bring in someone with a bit more professional analytics, I guess, of pro golf. So we got Bud Copeland joining us for some in-depth Masters talk leading into this exciting weekend.
Gentlemen, thank you again. It's good to be with you all. And I said, you know, I've got my it's Masters season. I've got my Masters hat on. Last time we talked, one of you all talked about an age gap and differential. This hat is actually probably either not pushing it, but nearly as old as you. A buddy of mine brought this back. I've had to pass up Masters tickets 3 times in my life. Once was in high school. My dad worked for Textron, which is the name of a company that actually owns EasyGo golf carts. And because of that connection, we lived in the Southeast. He had tickets offered to him every year, but he always passed them up. I didn't find out about this until my senior year. And he said, yeah, because I know you would take them and I'd have to miss baseball. And then that spring break tournaments, the whole bit, y'all know the deal. So I had to pass those up my senior year. Once he finally said, what do you want to do? And I was trying to go, you know, play college ball. So I was like, I can't miss these tournaments. I had to pass them up then. And then a couple of years later, I had to pass them up for, basically a girl. It was bad. I had a flight booked to go see a girl out in Santa Barbara, California. And a buddy of mine said, hey, I got practice tickets. You know, you want to go? And I was young and I was like, oh, I don't know if I can change my flight. You know, she'll be really upset. So he did bring me back this hat. Shout out Christian. We're going to spend a week together at the U.S. Open this year. So look for us down there when maybe we can get some collaborative insights from you boys while I'm down there. And then the last time was much more just, it wasn't going to work. I was having a baby. And then it turned out I didn't have to pass up anyways. It was the COVID Masters. A good buddy of mine said, hey man, I've got them. My dad just, you know, dropped them down to me. Do you want to go? And I was like, dude, my wife is due way too close to that. So I have to say no. And then blessedly it got punted to November, but unfortunately the November Masters, all of a sudden the original ticket holders were like, yeah, I think we're going to hold on to these this year. So yeah, no shit you are. College game day would have been a lot of fun, but this Masters is, it feels a little bit different. I think we've got, you know, golf's in that place where the chuckleheads and the people who want to thrive on controversy are pushing the division in the game. And, you know, the unification, the beautiful thing about the Masters is it's its own entity. It always has been. And when LIV Golf broke away, I was saying the whole time, they're not going to change anything. They're going to let everybody else kind of do what they want to do. And Augusta National is going to do what they want to do. I mean, take, for instance, the new 13th tee box that's pushed all the way back to add, you know, 30, 40 yards and make it a more of a challenge. I was looking at something online today talking about the agronomy of it and how you just can't have grass grow there. There's too many trees. There's not enough this. There's not enough that. So what did Augusta do? They just dug up all the dirt and they planted their own water. They planted their own warmth. They planted their own. Like, they just – they do whatever they want to do, and that's one of the beautiful things about it. And that's why all these guys fight like hell to get there. And so this – one of the fascinating parts about LIV being in this ecosystem of major golf is we don't have real – form to go off of. There's a new variable when it comes to being an audience for these majors that you do kind of have to handicap. How does the performance of what's going on over at LIV, how is that going to translate? A guy like Joaquin Niemann, who basically got in, he's a LIV guy, he's won a couple times on LIV, but he got in by winning on the DP World Tour, or the Australasian Tour, sorry, he won the Australian Open down there, and then winning again on the Asian Tour, and that's where Augusta National said, all right, we get it, you're good, you can come this year. And so you got to look out for a guy like him who's in really good form over there, but, you know, yeah, upstairs, is it going to translate? And I think they're good enough that right, it will. So I would be on the lookout for Joaquin and Brooksy this week. Brooksy, after what happened last year, I mean, it's just gut wrenching. I was actually pulling for him. I'm a big Brooksy guy. And so I'd look out for those two guys.
Redemption Tour.
But as far as from the PGA Tour side, damn, dude. I mean, Scottie Scheffler's the obvious, he's in form. You can't sleep on Rory.
Yeah.
But as far as everything else, I think it's a wide open tournament this year. And now I can't even remember the question. I've just gone down the rabbit hole of the Masters. I started with my hat and then I remembered that we're actually talking about the tournament.
No, it was just more of like, you kind of nailed it anyways. It was more of just like the Masters insights. Are you rolling with Brooksy? Is that your pick kind of? Is there anybody that like maybe it, let's go on the betting part of it. Is there anybody that might be a little bit of a wild card that you would think could win it as like a dark horse type of thing?
All right, just grabbed our hot dog here at the turn. So let's listen to a quick word from our sponsors.
The third annual East Syracuse Manoah Marching Band Golf Tournament is coming on Saturday, August 17th at Wanoa Golf Course. The cost is just $80 per person or $320 for a four-person team. The day includes 18 holes of golf, contests for putting, longest drive, and closest to the pin, gifts from our sponsors, a delicious buffet lunch, and great prizes. All proceeds benefit the East Syracuse Manoah Marching Band. If you or someone you know loves to golf, or if you'd like to be a sponsor, you can sign up at esmmarchingband.org. That's esmmarchingband.org.
Always got to keep an eye on past champions, no matter what their form is, because at this level of golf, the line of demarcation between great, elite, champion, etc., is so thin that the guys who are on the other side, who have been there before, who are dressing in the champion's locker room, something kind of ticks in them. When they did Jack Nicklaus's plaque back in the late 90s, they famously, you know, Ben Hogan's got the Hogan Bridge, and then, you know, there's Gene Sarazen's kind of memorial there, and they were putting up Jack Nicklaus's plaque, you know, memorializing all of his achievements. They left 6-8 inches blank on the bottom. He was in his 50s at that point. I mean, he had, you know, it was well beyond his last win. They left 6-8 inches purposefully, and when they unveiled it, they said, because you never know, it was like a year or two later that he was flirting with the lead going into the weekend. And I mean, in Tiger in 2019, Freddie Couples for a long time, he was always kind of lurking out there. It's just a course that lends itself to comfort, familiarity. It is very hilly, which is why I look out for Tiger, even though he's grinding. Apparently, like, that
I was just gonna say that
no mobility in that left ankle and some stuff going on in his lower back. So, I mean, it's. You don't want to say it, but I mean, you just hope he makes the cut. You hope he doesn't hurt himself, because I don't think at 48, even given all the stuff his body's gone through, golf is a sport you can continue to win, but you need the reps and you need the actual kind of you know, but like I said, former champion, he's done it before. Phil Mickelson's another guy. Remember Phil went low on Sunday last year.
Yeah,
and so those are those guys, Colin Morikawa. It's not going to be, I don't think you're going to get somebody kind of out of nowhere winning this week. And then if I really had to say,
I am sorry, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, if you really had to say for a newcomer, do not sleep on Ludwig Åberg. So past champions, the obvious bets like Scotty, Rory, John Rahm, those guys. So again, past champions. And then, you know, the top tier, JT, Rory, those are the obvious ones. But Ludwig Åberg, or Åberg, as we've been saying for a long time, that's who I would keep an eye on as far as the newcomers that that kind of have the whole package. And he's already proven it on the big stage at the Ryder Cup. And, you know, he's already won, and he's just top 10 after top 10 after top 10. Look out for Ludwig.
Yeah, and this is going to be JT's first tournament without bones on the bag, too, which is going to be interesting.
I can't wait to see that.
A couple of years now. Back.
That's going to be interesting,
It'll be a big change.
Which is funny, bones is actually calling the other one. I was going to say, the other
one is like... Oh, really? That's cool.
I heard his voice this morning. I'm like, pick. Talk to me, Goose.
I would not be surprised. I love Bubba Watson. For this course in particular, I don't know why. Every time I watch a Bubba round, he just goes low as all hell. So I don't know. Just call it that bad, that feeling in the knee. You know,
he's got that. He fits the exact. I mean, well, like I said, a little bit older, past champion, knows the place, has confidence around there. He's only 45. And what did he win? He won in 12 and 14. He won the PGA.
He won twice, right? Yeah.
Yeah, 12, 14. He's been in the running before, but he's that perfect mold of, you know, I'm going to show you a thing or two. I've been here before. I know what it's like. It's funny, Bubba from Baghdad. Baghdad, Florida has about 12 people in it, and it's about 2 hours away from where I grew up in Tallahassee. It's in the Pandal, just outside of Bumfuck. But I love that play. I love Bubba Watson this week. I think him. Yeah. I think Sergio, as much as I think Sergio.
Sergio's another good one, yeah.
On a personal level, he annoys me, and my ex-brother-in-law used to work college athletics over at the College of Charleston, and he did say that Sergio was kind of a prick. I guess Sergio's wife or girlfriend at the time was golfer there, and he said that, like, no, he is. Like, he's a jerk. Like, no cameras around, but he kind of always presented himself. Yeah. So there, pooing on Sergio this week, but I would also bet on Sergio if the scenario was correct. Listen, I ain't too proud to beg. I was shitting all over Bryson yesterday or 2 days ago or 3 days ago or whenever it was, but, you know, wish him luck. I just pipe down Bryson. I think also Bryson's put out too much of the karma when he said that par is 68 for him when he decided to go down his, you know, roid rage, long drive journey and go, because of that, par is 68 for me at Augusta National. You deserve the Gooch Award for asterisk of the year. That kind of stuff to me just bugs me the wrong way.
Gooch Award. Be our new. We're gonna make a basic bogeys invitational, and you get a Gooch Award.
The Gooch Award for just the dumbest thing.
He's playing this week, right?
Down at Doral back
this week, right?
Yeah. I don't think he's not. He's not in the field in Augusta, and I think that's what he's all butthurt about.
Yeah,
but he's definitely in the field.
It was interesting too. I don't know if you watched the full swing yet, but Tom Kim, the clip of him showing up last year and he accidentally found himself in the champions locker room. I was like, I don't think I'm supposed to be here.
I don't think this is where I'm supposed to be.
That is so good. But
at the same time, the whole camera crew was in there too. Like, nobody stopped.
Yeah, they were just like. Fuck, this is gonna be great.
you work production. If you see some good content going, you stopping him? Hell no. It's not your job to stop him. It's that guy right over there who works at Augusta National. I'm just holding the camera here, buddy. That's Tom Kim. I work for whatever media productions. I don't know who you are. That's also a quick way to get exited from Augusta and never asked back. Speaking of, it looks like Sergio is actually leading the live event right now. So like I said, former champion, if he's in any kind of form, he can come up there. Bubba Watson's up there top five right now. Patrick Reed, another former champion, is up there top five right now as we're recording this. So, it's major season. It's the freaking Masters. It's much safer to bet, you know, week to week on the PGA Tour. Cause again, you can get into a cadence. You can see who's riding hot, who's what. That's the beauty of these majors. Everybody's coming from, or specifically the Masters, the US Open, the Open Championship, the PGA. There's a lot of different roads that, shall I say, consistently lead all right there. With the Masters, it's invitational. You never know. And it's the first. So we're going to find out who's ready to win a major this year.
Heck yeah.
Cool. Man. Well, yeah, we appreciate all the insights on it. And
and I will say this, if you have it, if you're not a pimento cheese fan, the pimento cheese sandwich, apparently from the meal kit from Augusta National, it's one thing they do right. I guess they have so much money elsewhere, they don't have to raise the concession prices. So,
It's like $1.50 for it or something.
It's like
right?
$1.50. It's like $1.50 for the egg salad, like pimento cheese, $1.50, chicken sandwich, $2.50. It is Shangri-La, and one of these days, Basic Bogeys will be there together under the oaks.
Hell yeah, brother.
Recording some content, because even they won't be able to keep the YouTubers out for long.
No, there's no chance. You got it. They got to adjust to.
Let us in. Right now, somebody's going to find this and just blackball both of us. And my apologies to the both of you for being tagged with my illness.
It's clearly from Bryson.
It is. It absolutely is. Listen, they want him less than they want me. Jokes. But I sincerely appreciate you all asking me to come in here and share some insights. It's one of the most wonderful times of the year. It's my second favorite tournament of the year behind the Players' Championship for personal reasons. But there's something special about it. There's something unique. And that's why other tournaments try to get there, but nothing's ever going to touch Augusta National. And if you were curious, this is the one piece of trivia I wanted to leave you with. Where is it? The green that they use on their jackets, it's called Pantone. One of you guys is in this. Pantone 342. There you go. Pantone 342. It's spelled Pant 1 and then the number 342. There's your Masters green in case you needed it.
Wow. We might. He's ran a drunken Masters a few times, so we have it's a brown jacket.
Yeah, so usually what I do, I have this thing called the Drunken Masters, and we try to run it usually. I do it once a year. I go to the thrift store, and I buy a fucking jacket, and then I'll put some stencil stuff on the back. This is Drunken Masters champion, whatever year. And it's 18 holes, but the goal of it, the main rule you have to stick to is it's at least one beer. You have to finish your beer per hole. Just gets fucking messy. And we do a couple rules where one shot you can throw your shot.
Yeah
I give you a string that's a 4 foot string, so you can
classic scramble pump. Classic we'll scramble add-ons.
Yeah but there was one year, the last time we did it, it was before COVID, right?
We haven't done it since COVID,
but before that we were all pretty hammered by 11, and it was we all got beat by some girl that came, but she had three drinks the whole time, and we didn't know. So, hate to see it.
Well, thanks for flying the flag.
That ended that tournament with no pants on.
Yeah. There was a whole card that did not finish the pants on. The 18th hole, they teed off and had no pants.
We're going to have to connect on a future show and talk all about the brown jacket and the Drunken Masters. But in the meantime, gentlemen, enjoy the tournament. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to come on with us. We're actually kicking it next to our little amateur insights. So we got various people that sent in their picks, and we're going to get to those next here in the episode. So.
Hey, listen, I still hold that amateur card. I know what I know, and I know what I don't.
Ricky Riley. Personally, my pick to win the Masters is going to be Wyndham Clark.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's John, the bumbling golfer here for my Masters pick. I'm going with Brooks. He's going to take it. I think he's got it for this year. Thanks for putting this together. See you guys.
Hey, everyone. Nate from Acorn Hills here, and I'm going to go with Justin Thomas to win the Masters.
What is going on, Basic Bogeys? Anthony from the Upstate Golf Guys. Thank you for doing this little challenge. Let's see, who do I think is going to win the Masters? I have a couple dark horses in mind, but I don't think they're going to win it. I'm going to go with my boy Brooksy. He always shows up at majors, so let's go with Brooks Koepka to win the Masters. I actually think a couple of the LIV boys are going to be showing up in the top 10, so look out for that evil empire in the LIV boys.
Hello TJ and Gary from Basic Bogeys. This is Rock Golfer from sunny Italy. My pick for the Masters is Rory McIlroy. I know, he has never won at Augusta, but it would be a cool story, so fingers crossed for Rory.
So I'm Anthony Vega. My Masters pick is Xander Schauffele. He finished, I think, in the top 23 the last 4 years. So, and he's playing great right now. So let's go. Come on, Xander. Love the podcast, guys. Go Spartans.
Hi, I'm Emily.
And I'm Hope.
And we're gymnastic golfers. And our pick for the Masters Championship is
Scottie Scheffler.
What's up, Basic Bogeys? I'm Mikey Alessi. My Masters pick is Cam Smith.
Hey, what's up? This is Greg from Backswing Banter. My Masters prediction for this year is going to have to be Scottie Scheffler. That guy's been on a tear. Ball striking is pretty crazy, and it's going to be awesome to see a repeat winner of the green jacket. Let's go.
All right, Ricky, my win for the Masters, got to be Rory McIlroy.
My name is Alex Vega, and my Masters pick is Wyndham Clark.
What's up, guys? It's Nick West here. What's up to Basic Bogeys? I'm here to make my Masters pick for 2024. I'm going to go with LIV golfer Brooks Koepka. I know it's a bit controversial, but I think, you know, he goes into major mode. I'd also like to submit a sleeper pick in Harris English. I think Georgia boy is always on the brink of greatness, and he may show and prove this year. Special shout-out to my dog, Bogey.
I'm Accidental Albatross, and my pick to win the Masters is Scottie Scheffler.
Hey, how's it going, guys? My name is Blair Parker. I'm with First Responder Golf Foundation. I hope Scottie wins it, to be honest with you. You want to talk about, like, an amazing human being. Like, he just has, like, to me, everything together. I love how, like, he has an awesome home life, too. Like, where he's just so supportive of his family. So you kind of got to pull for somebody like that. And that, he's just amazing. So hopefully the putter comes through for him. Because if that putter gets hot for him, you can just forget about it. Nope, everybody just might as well just pack it up and go home.
So there's all your amateur picks. I mean, we kind of already covered it even beforehand. I mean, nothing crazy out of the realm of possibilities. So, again, let us know down below who you think is going to do it on TikTok, Instagram, whatever. Hopefully your pick wins. And remember, if your pick does win, TJ or I will reach out to you. You're going to get a $15 gift card to Acorn Hills over here.
So, yeah. So it's a cool little challenge, too, to see if one of you guys wins with the picks you made, or we both pick different with Rom and Homa, and yeah, see if we might know a little bit more about Masters Golf than our followers.
Who knows? Who knows? Thanks, guys, for tuning in, and we will see you after the Masters.
See ya.
Well, that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to Basic Bogeys.
If you made it to this point, we truly appreciate you listening to today's episode.
To see more of our content, be sure to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and subscribe on YouTube. We can be found at Basic Bogeys on all platforms.
Feel free to reach out to us, give us feedback on the show, or maybe you want to collaborate. We're always looking to team up with others and continue to grow this great golf community.